तो हर कोई बोलता है यार कि इन्वेस्ट करो इन्वेस्ट करो इन्वेस्ट करो, लेकिन इन्वेस्ट करने के लिए पैसे भी तो होने चाहिए. लाइक यू कैन जस्ट गेट फायर्ड फ्रॉम योर जॉब जस्ट लाइक दैट विथ नो प्रायर नोटिस. वन शुड स्टार्ट बिल्डिंग देयर इमरजेंसी फंड्स अर्ली ऑन इन देयर करियर. इवन इफ यू आर अ कॉलेज स्टूडेंट यू शुड हैव योर ओन फाइनेंशियल प्लान. मनी डिसीजन शुड बी फाइनेंशियल एंड नॉट इमोशनल. ट्रैवलिंग टू दिल्ली एंड आई वॉज गेटिंग अ फ्री फ्लाइट टिकट आउट ऑफ दैट अक्यूमुलेटेड रिवॉर्ड पॉइंट्स. एंड हियर आई वुड लाइक टू गिव माई 5 फाइनेंशियल टेक अवेज. Thank you so much. Hi everyone, I am Aashna Tolkar and many of you guys might know me through my Instagram account called The Money Lancer. So I create content around personal finance, stock market, taxes, cryptocurrencies, etc. So basically I started my whole financial journey when I was studying, when I was just understanding the basic financial world. And strangely, schools and colleges don't teach us anything about money or about managing your finances. Schools and colleges don't teach us about building influence or building an influential personality or building something of our own or on our own. And I still remember I started my content creation journey in 2018 when I was 17 and I was a terrible speaker. And you know, it of course was not in finance, but I started with makeup, vlogging, food blogging, and then towards finance. And I was always intimidated by this word or term called finance until and unless I started to understand about it or to learn about it. And here I would like to give my 5 financial takeaways from my own financial journey. तो हर कोई बोलता है यार कि invest करो invest करो invest करो, लेकिन invest करने के लिए पैसे भी तो होने चाहिए. So start generating cash flow. So number one point here is don't rely on single stream of income. Generate multiple cash flows. Now the question comes down to how should you generate cash flows? So the answer is very simple. Master one skill. So dedicate 1 year towards mastering that one particular skill. Educate yourself about it and the money will flow. So I'll give you one personal example. So one of my friends, she was working in a well-reputed company for past 4 to 5 years. And she was earning great amount of money. Although one fine day during COVID, she got an email that she got fired. Like you can just get fired from your job just like that with no prior notice. Nothing, no explanation, no expectations, nothing, just like that. And just imagine the kind of situation that she might have gone through by just relying on that single stream of income. But luckily, because of her 4 to 5 years of experience, she got another job in the next 6 months. And she knew that after getting that one job, she's not going to rely on that single stream of income. So she started to generate or to find out few options how to generate cash flows and how to diversify, etc. And today she is earning 7 times more than she could have ever gotten from her job. So here I would like to give you a quick advice. Whenever you're watching an inspirational or a motivational video or koi bhi bolta hai ki yaar job chhod do, follow your dreams, follow your passions, well, bullshit. Undoubtedly you should, but when you are doing your job, you have that income flowing in. So you have that income flowing in and you can rely on it. So one fine day, if you just say that I'm going to quit my job and I'm going to figure it all out, well, that's not going to happen because you don't have income, you don't have finances, and you're just going to drown. So keep working your 9 to 5 and keep building things up. So here comes our takeaway number 2, build an emergency fund. सो ये एक ऐसा फंड है जो इमरजेंसी के लिए यूज़ हुआ जाता है. सो जैसे मैंने आपको लास्ट एग्जांपल में बताया कि ऐसे सिचुएशन पे आपके पास सेपरेट पैसे होने चाहिए टू यूज़ इन सच काइंड ऑफ सिचुएशंस. सो इमरजेंसी फंड्स आर ऑफ 2 टाइप्स. वन इज़ फॉर 6 मंथ्स एंड वन इज़ फॉर 12 मंथ्स. वन शुड स्टार्ट बिल्डिंग देयर इमरजेंसी फंड्स अर्ली ऑन इन देयर करियर्स. सो लेट्स से इफ़ योर सैलरी इज़ ऑफ 30,000, उसमें से आपका 5,000 का रेंट है, 5,000 की यूटिलिटीज़ है, 1,000 का इंश्योरेंस है, एंड योर टोटल नीड्स आर ऑफ 11,000. सो लेट्स से इफ़ यू आर बिल्डिंग 6 मंथ्स ऑफ इमरजेंसी फंड, सो इट विल कॉस्ट यू अराउंड 6 × 11,000, दैट इज इक्वल टू 66,000. सो दिस शुड बी इन योर इमरजेंसी फंड. नाउ लेट्स से इफ़ यू आर बिल्डिंग 12 मंथ्स ऑफ इमरजेंसी फंड, सो 12 × 11,000, दैट इज 1.3 लाख. सो इफ़ यू आर बिल्डिंग योर इमरजेंसी फंड इन द बिगिनिंग, just don't invest your money and don't do major personal expenses. Now I know that out of your 30,000 salary you are just making 5,000 of personal expenses, usme se bhi kam karna padega. So just reduce it down to 2.5, let's say, and the remaining 2.5 should go towards that emergency fund. Now it is obviously going to be a time consuming and a very tedious process, But trust me, it will save you during your emergencies. Now the question comes down to how or where should we keep our emergency fund? So the best option is fixed deposit. Finally, fixed deposit ka kuch kaam aa raha hai. Second is liquid mutual fund and third is cash. Now the combination of all three of them is a great combo. You can diversify into these instruments. Now takeaway number three is track every penny that you spend. Now even if it's your investments, utilities, rent, whatever, just track every single thing down. Even if you are a college student, you should have your own financial plan. Now I have discovered this one website called plan.capitalwealth.com where you can create a personal financial plan. I personally use this website. So I track my income and expenses in my Excel sheet, be it where do I earn from or where do I spend it. I track every single thing down and I do it on a monthly basis. Now coming down to takeaway number four, money decisions should be financial and not emotional. So recently I made a mistake where I invested my money in Dogecoin. Now I am sure most of the viewers have made this mistake or have invested in Dogecoin, and people actually invest in speculation. Now, many of my friends have also invested in Shiba Inu, which is currently trending so much. So I want to know how many of you all have invested in Shiba Inu. Just let me know in the comments below, fast. Now, many of my friends have also invested in Yes Bank or Vodafone Idea in a hope that it will rise soon. Maybe or maybe not. I know it's very difficult or it's not that easy to make a rational decision, but please make it and diversify and rebalance your portfolio accordingly. Now, let's say if you are also investing in speculative stocks or speculation, then just invest small amount of your income or of your investment income into that. Just don't put in everything. Diversification is the key. Now, coming down to takeaway number fifth, use free money. Yes, I'm talking about credit cards. I know there is a lot of bad mouthing in the market around credit cards, which is partially correct as well. If you don't use it wisely, it can become a bad financial trap for you. Now, just imagine you are getting free money to use for almost a month and you can repay it back after a month. If you are smart enough, you can leverage that money as well. So it's very obvious and the most important that you always repay your credit cards in full, and you should do that regularly. Now what happens is if you repay your credit cards regularly, you improve your credit score and it's easy for you to take loans. So be it education loan, be it home loan, be it whatever, banks will approve it easily. And the next point here is, if you are using credit card, just use 30% out of it, out of your credit limit. So let's say if your credit limit is of 1 lakh, then use 30% of it, which is 30,000. So this is very important. This way you will not exceed your credit limits. Now, last point, but it's one of my favorite, that you get reward points, you get cash backs. Now, a few days ago, I was traveling to Delhi. I had a plan, but it got cancelled. But I was traveling to Delhi and I was getting a free flight ticket out of that accumulated reward points. The reward points can get you anything, be it iPhone, be it flight tickets, lounge access, etc. So it depends on one credit card to another. You can also get Amazon cash vouchers, etc. So last but not the least point here, only use your credit card if you have that money in your bank account so that you can repay it at the end of the month. And these were my five financial takeaways from my own financial journey. I hope you liked this video, and if you did, don't forget to hit that like button, subscribe to Josh Talks and comment your views. Thank you.
Josh Talks is now a Spotify exclusive podcast. The audio version of our talks will be available only on Spotify. If you like this video and you'd like to listen to more inspiring stories like this, please follow the Josh Talks podcast only on Spotify.
क्योंकि आप जोश टॉक्स देख रहे हैं, जाहिर सी बात है कि आप अपनी जिंदगी में आगे बढ़ना चाहते हैं। ये जाहिर सी बात है कि आप अपनी जिंदगी को सीरियसली लेते हैं, आप वो सारे स्किल्स एक्वायर करना चाहते हैं जिससे आप जिंदगी में तरक्की कर सकें, लोगों से आगे बढ़ पाए। और अगर ये सच है तो जोश टॉक्स का ही एक ऐप है जोश स्किल्स, जहां एग्जैक्टली इसी चीज को करने के लिए बहुत ही खूबसूरत बहुत सारे कोर्सेज बनाए गए हैं। कोर्सेज जो लाखों स्टूडेंट्स ऑलरेडी ले चुके हैं। ये कोर्सेज स्पेसिफिकली सिर्फ एजुकेशनल नहीं है, जहां आप एक्सेल स्किल्स, पावर पॉइंट स्किल्स और ये सब सीख सकते हैं, बल्कि लाइफ स्किल्स भी हैं, जहां आप पब्लिक स्पीकर कैसे बना जाए वो सीख सकते हैं, आप कॉन्फिडेंस कैसे एक्वायर कर सकते हैं वो सीख सकते हैं, आप हेजिटेशन के बिना कैसे बोलें वो सीख सकते हैं, आप अपनी पर्सनालिटी कैसे डेवलप कर सकते हैं वो सीख सकते हैं। हर एक कोर्स में डेली क्विजेज हैं, एक्सरसाइजेज हैं, एक बहुत ही खूबसूरत कम्युनिटी है जो आपको सपोर्ट करेगी, आपको इनकरेज करेगी। तो अगर आपको ये टॉक पसंद आया हो, जोश टॉक्स जो करता है वो पसंद है, तो आपको जोश स्किल्स भी बहुत बहुत ही फायदेमंद लगेगा। आज ही डाउनलोड करें जोश स्किल्स का ऐप और उनके कोर्सेज एक्सप्लोर करके अपनी जिंदगी को